The Pentagon announced today that the United States will help train an Afghan army to increase security as the country struggles to rebuild itself. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says that U.S. special forces already in the region will do much of the training, and he says the U.S. will work with other governments to raise money to pay for the project. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Security in Afghanistan currently is provided by an international peacekeeping force led by Britain. The task is daunting. Warlords still rule in some parts of the country, the opium trade is flourishing, and U.S. forces remain preoccupied, trying to oust the remnants of Al-Qaeda's terrorist network and the previous Taliban regime. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says that as a step toward long-term stability, the U.S. armed forces will work with international coalition forces to create an Afghan national army.
While training schedule is still being worked out, current plans call for training cycles of approximately 10 weeks each for a duration of something like 18 months for the first units. Training will include both individual military training as well as training at the squad, platoon, company, and battalion levels.
Rumsfeld says the plans also call for creating a cadre of Afghan officers to assume responsibility for future training.
We anticipate that the Afghans might take charge of this program by the end of the year.
General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the leader of Afghanistan's interim government, Hamid Karzai, supports the U.S. effort.
When I was in Afghanistan several weeks ago and met with Chairman Karzai, one of his top priorities, of course, was to establish an Afghan national army. He was emphatic in stating that he did not want us to do this job for him, but wanted us to provide the wherewithal so the Afghans could do it for themselves.
Pentagon officials say the new army ultimately would be in charge of security in Afghanistan and patrolling the country's borders, a vital part of fighting narcotics and terrorism. The size of the army, Rumsfeld says, will be determined in part by the amount of money available for training and equipment. The defense secretary says it's unfortunate that money raised at an international donors conference on Afghanistan was restricted to humanitarian purposes.
What's the first thing in the world you need for anything else to happen, for hospitals to happen, for roads to happen, for refugees to come back, for people to be fed and humanitarian workers to move around the country? You've got to have security.
Yet the United States thus far declines to contribute troops to the international peacekeeping force that currently is the guarantor of stability. Turkey was scheduled to take over leadership of the force from Britain in April, but British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw announced yesterday the succession will be delayed. Diplomatic sources say the delay is due to Turkish concerns about getting financial help for the mission. Original plans for the security force called for the creation of a trust fund to help countries such as Turkey participate. But UN sources say contributions to the fund have been slow. Again, Secretary Rumsfeld.
We're in the process now of working with the Turkish government and the Brits and some others to try to help raise money for the International Security Assistance Force.
UN diplomats say Turkey also is seeking a security guarantee, similar to the current arrangement between the U.S. and Britain, that in the event of a crisis, the U.S. military would back up the peacekeeping force. Pentagon officials say that has not been resolved, but they indicate that a similar arrangement with Turkey is likely. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.